Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes picking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend, and it all starts and stops at manscaped.com. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off.
I got several names.
Like all of them.
I think we're live. I'm not even monitoring Facebook, but we're live. The show Pomeranian, it needs to be part of the...
Right.
Did we used to have a show Pomeranian in there? But, the, show, yeah. The show Pomeranian is back.
Yes. Is he the show Pomeranian still, or should he just be Rhett?
I figured we'd just record him a new one, yeah. But I'll add it today.
Well, I mean, ask the show Pomeranian. Does he want to be the show Pomeranian, better known as Rhett, or does he just want to
I'm going to doubt it, but let's see. Let's see.
What would he like to be?
I'd like to be just Rhett.
He'd like to be just Rhett.
Can we call him Rhett the Filthy Ginger? No,
it's
no.
It's probably better than show Pomeranian.
Yeah, all right, at least so it has his name in there.
If he had his opportunity to be the show Pomeranian Rhett, Rhett the Filthy Ginger, or just plain old Rhett, which one would he prefer?
Just plain old
rat. Just plain old
rat. All right, that's
and
that's
it's OLE, old plain old rat.
Just plain old rat. The poofy ass Pomeranian motherfucking
poofy
ginger.
Poofy ass yeah. Motherfucker.
Pomeranian.
Can we ask him again in an hour?
Yeah.
Maybe two.
Yeah. He might be putting a little thing. Overtime in today, and half of it would be on the fucking green room couch.
On the floor.
Jesus Christ.
He took some Delta 9s and Anna's absolutely...
He took some Delta 9s.
You could actually show Anna a Python or a Delta 9, and she would be more afraid of the Delta 9.
Absolutely. Fuck that shit forever. I'm not kidding. It was horrible.
No, see, you just overserved yourself, sweetheart.
It was my worst experience with marijuana in my life. In my life!
Yeah, shit happens.
I did not like that at all.
I got that one. Here, hold on. In my life!
Exactly. It was horrible.
In my life! Lemmy, how's that deep tish swish doing?
My left arm is numb.
Oh, shut up, fucking pussy.
I think you hit a nerve.
So, Lummy, I need to.
Best quads ever, though, right, Lummy?
Oh, God, the best quads and calves ever, I've ever seen.
My quads are kind of coming in. Yeah, like, yeah, they, actually,
they really are.
No, you look like Eddie. Yeah. Two Saints, 1916, $20 super chat.
What?
Some for the rest of us.
1916.
Fucking love it.
To a saint, 916, $20 super chat. Whoop, whoop.
And happy summer solstice.
What's that mean?
Longest day of the year today.
Is it really?
Yep.
What time is the scheduled
sun is setting
set at what, like 9?
9:30.
Like 9?
8:29.
Oh, what? I will be so far fucking passed out by then.
That's when the sun sets.
8:29.
Probably won't go dark till about 9.
I think there.
That's crazy.
I think when I was in Grand Rapids, and you guys can maybe look this up, but I think when I was in Grand Rapids, they, because of how Grand Rapids is strategically placed, you know, geographically in our country, that it has like one of the longest days of the year. Now, I know there's parts of Alaska that like for 3 or 4 months at a time will stay light.
Same reverse in the winter. Yeah.
And then in the reverse in the winter. But like with regards to, I think, the continental 48, I think maybe the longest day potentially is in somewhere near like Muskegon or Grand Rapids,
or like
Michigan.
UP maybe.
In Grand Rapids today, as compared to the December solstice, is 6 hours and 21 minutes longer of a day, the daylight. You get 6 more hours of daylight today than you do in December.
Wow.
So I wonder if, like, what time the sun sets in Grand Rapids.
And so the sunrise, well, it says that the day starts at 5:13 a.m.
5:13. It's still dark here at 5:13, isn't
it? Yeah.
Let's see. Current time. I'm trying to find the sunset.
I don't have Ask Jeeves.
Today
I got Ask Blitz.
Today for Grand Rapids, it says 6:03 sun up, 9:25 sundown.
Nearly an hour longer than ours.
15 hours, 21 minutes.
And so, okay, 15 hours, 21 minutes, right, Blitz?
Mm-hmm.
15:21. What's our total? GR is 15:21.
Let's see.
What's TPA?
daylight, 6:34. To 8:29, which is 13 hours, 55 minutes.
Yeah, there you go. So this, I mean, they're over an hour and 20 or 30 minutes longer. I knew I was right about that.
And I believe the more north you go, the longer that becomes.
I think I fucking dropped the mic on that one right there.
I think you fucking did.
I did. Mm-hmm.
Let's all go home.
I think we should go home on the celebratory microphone. Faster I can get in bed. I love sleeping.
Yeah, you took like an hour and a half nap, snored your ass off, then fell asleep at 5:30.
I know.
Living That's the dream. Awesome.
Fucking living the dream. And I got all my work done and everything. I just got a couple more projects I'm working on. Lummy, don't forget.
Yeah, don't forget.
Lummy.
Lummy, I need to get that area. First of all, we can keep the chairs, but the fire pit's got to go. Because eventually, Lummy, in the next couple weeks, you have the distinct honor to be behind a Sunbelt rental tiller.
Woo, Frank Saliendo, 500 stars, twinkle, twinkle. Oh, I started eliminating the other fire pit.
What do you mean? Okay. It's
I started
like
dumping
operation.
It.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I got it. I'm on it.
I got a question.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, by the way.
Anchorage, Alaska, 4:20 a.m. daylight until 11:42. It's at 19 hours and 21 minutes.
Fuck, that'd be...
And then when the sun goes down, does it even fully go down?
No, it just kind of...
In Anchorage, I'm not totally sure.
What was your question going to be, sweetie?
Oh, yeah. So when is our next collective event as a team? Because, you know, like we did the fair and stuff, and then there was talk of us going to the Wild Western Bowl or whatever the fuck, and, you know, maybe a Tarpons game I heard might be thrown in there. What are we gonna have some team bonding?
All right, well, first of all, we're going to do – we'll go through that right now.
Okay.
Oh, did she say team bonding?
Yeah.
No!
Oh.
You sick fuck! Oh.
18, 19.
Hold on here. The first thing we have to do is we have to determine who gets to boot. Okay.
Boot.
Blitz and I have determined for show content.
Yes.
We're going to do a garden.
Yes.
Okay? We're going to do a garden. The Bubba Army garden. Remember, we're going to have a little garden here.
Yeah, that's why Lummy's rototilling.
Lummy, you know the area I want to rototill.
Sure do. Neil Plough,
Piazzere,
1999.
Neil Mountpleasure.
Bubba turned Canadian and Lummy turned French. The hell's going on?
Now, Blitz, I don't think we can go really much past where that ravine naturally...
I was going to say between the number 4 and the fence, as far out as the light pole.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It's fucking exactly what I was going to say. Yep, the light pole is about as far as we can go.
And there's a few things we might not be able to grow only because, like, the back fence won't get a ton of sun. But that's all right. We'll figure out some stuff.
Right. So here's what we all need to figure out. First of all, I mean, it's going to be for content. We're going to grow our, we're going to grow some shit.
Yeah. And
so I was going to see, I was going to let everybody pick something that they want to grow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure out how much space, you know, like, but you're going to have to help figure out all that kind of space and shit like that.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to figure out, like, I think you've already gone and started buying some potting soil and worm poop and all that kind of like, so you're a little bit ahead of this.
Yep.
But Lummy, you're going to be the guy that operates the rototiller.
Got it.
We need to get that fish light hooked up because that's in the way.
Yep.
Those two big totes are good because I'm using them for used oil.
Okay.
That's where I'm storing my used oil, which is efficient.
Okay.
And I should, you know, but who wants to grow what? I was going to say that I wanted to grow sweet corn and maybe sweet potatoes.
Okay.
What does everybody else want to grow? Lummy, you get a selection. Blitz, you get a selection. Dan gets a selection. And Anna gets a selection. We might as well throw a Rhett fucking deal in there if we got room.
Okay.
He's a low man. So starting with you, Blitz, seniority-wise, what would you like to grow?
I want to know what everyone else wants to grow first.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to grow, and I don't know if it's growable here.
Both of what you said should be okay.
Sweet potatoes and corns on the cobs.
The sweet potatoes might be a little issue, but we'll do it anyway. Who cares? Let's find out.
Don't potatoes grow in the ground?
Yes, yeah. Underground.
Okay.
And I know you can grow potatoes in Florida, but I'm not sure sweet potatoes one of them.
We're not in Idaho, are we now?
We're not, but.
No. Now, Lummy, what would you like to grow? And Lynn Blitz is going to be able to tell you where we can grow it or not because he's the horticulturalist. Mm-hmm.
Asparagus? Ugh. And watermelon.
Yum. Watermelon, no problem. Asparagus might be an issue, but let's look.
Okay, but here's the deal. Watermelon takes a lot of space,
It does.
Okay.
But that's okay.
We could do one row of watermelons.
Yeah, it'd be good to have watermelon.
Yeah. Blitz, are we going to have like an armed guard out there with an airsoft gun keeping the crows and shit off of it?
Yeah. The rabbits.
Well, we can just put that green fence around it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We'll have to do something.
All right. So, Lummy, you have asparagus and watermelons.
Yes.
Blitz has already approved the watermelons. He's looking on the asparagus.
Thank you.
Anna, how about you?
So, I have two things that I'm interested in growing. Number one, peanuts.
Peanuts grow good.
See? Good. Or maybe a berry, maybe some raspberries.
But aren't berries really...
They're finicky.
They're finicky and they're hard. They're like, yeah, you really got to stay on
fine.
Them.
Yeah, and they're not a quick thing. Like a lot of times, so you plant a tree and like in the next couple of years, they grow.
Yeah, we can't.
But they grow on bushes.
I've seen Greg and Amy 1,000 stars.
I love bush, you, whatever. Evan, Greg and Amy.
Well, whatever. Fine. Right, we'll do nuts. Peanuts. That works.
Wouldn't
that be fun?
Don't they take a lot of work and a lot of area for peanut splits or no?
Nah.
All right. So a row of peanuts. We got a row of sweet corn. We got a row of watermelons.
Worst vegetable garden ever.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking about, I was thinking about onions. I like onions.
Okay. Ooh. What kind of onions? Like bulb onions?
Like sweet onions?
Okay,
like
those take a while too.
Okay.
But that's okay. Let's try it. Let's do it anyway.
Okay. Now, is Rhett of any mind capability to be able to form?
He'll be fine for the next hour until he's not fine.
Yeah.
He wants to know if we can plant gummies.
Delta 9s?
He says tomatoes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big tomato guy, but I think all you guys
are.
Oh,
yeah, tomatoes are great.
I like tomatoes.
Yep. Tomatoes are fine. We can do that.
Guess not. Right.
Blitz, now that you've found everybody, what would you like to put in there? Because Blitz is kind of going to be he's going to be the garden.
Yeah.
Garden boss.
Yeah.
The garden gnome.
He's the garden boss. Okay. Like, and here's the deal, Blitz. I live closest here. I live literally 4 minutes from the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if there needs to be any watering during the afternoon, you can just tell me, and I'll come do it.
Unless it's after, you know.
Oh, and I got
unless
that.
Unless it's after 4:30.
And I got that owl we can put up.
That owl's shitty. That owl ain't scaring nobody away.
No, we need that owl for sure.
That owl will scare some shit away.
No, it won't. Shut up. Hey, I don't know. Probably
Blitz,
like peppers, maybe.
But should we?
Ooh, yum.
Should we enclose it? Like with chicken wire on top?
We have that.
The green
mesh.
No,
on top, no. It's too much work.
FT Scout and Big Gulp Hall of Famers, $10. Super
I mean, here's the thing. Like, we're just going to have
too much work when you got to get fresh crew, buddy.
It's a pain in the ass. And,
right.
Like, one little opening and a squirrel's going to get in it. So, like, right. We're just going to know, like, squirrels and rats and stuff are just going to take some of
can
them.
Can we airsoft them?
Sure, if you see them.
Yeah. And see, can I ask you a question? Airsoft is not lethal. It's no, I don't. I think the airsofts that we
not
have. The,
yeah,
I just burped.
If we use the cheap ones, no.
They're not. They're not. But they'll sting a little bit. And right.
Yeah, we're better off using like a hose.
Water.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Mitch Lucerini, 1,360 stars.
Or maybe some turkey shot.
Well, yeah,
we'll save that for the
snake
herbs.
Shot. Snake shot.
I don't know. I might do some herbs.
Oh, a little herb garden. That'd be cute.
What else are you going to do, herb? Wait,
you said peppers? What
maybe,
kind of peppers?
Maybe I don't know. Maybe like a bell pepper or like some kind of a sweet pepper of some sort.
Now, on a corns on the cobs, if I just did one row of them or two rows of them, that's more than... like, 'cause I think each stalk produces two ears, don't they?
Yeah, two or three.
Two or three ears. Yeah. And it's going to be probably 20 feet wide. So I got to think you could probably do, fuck, how much you got to, like, what is
it? Yeah, I mean, if you do a full row, that'd be a lot of corn.
Just one row.
Yeah, that's
a
lot.
Then we could do a row of onions and maybe a row of potatoes and a row of peanuts and a row of.
Well, do you want to do them north and south or east and west?
Want to do them east and west.
Okay. Perfect.
I'm thinking that's kind of how we do it.
That's what that's probably better.
Yeah, east to west. What I'm thinking.
Okay. Windows of the wall.
Oh, and you know what? Blitz, we may have to move that hose bib over there.
Mm-hmm.
Or just get a longer hose. Just get a long... Fuck you, Lummy. I heard you go,
I mean, really, it's not hard to lay out some PVC and
fuck
put
it
together.
I think we have some extra PVC, too.
Yeah, but here's
I
the deal.
Do that.
You're going to have to roll. You're going to have to run it through the gate.
Yeah, and we'll just bury it.
Oh, just bury it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do it when Mr. Target comes by to do the light.
Who?
Creighton.
Yeah. Oh, we got to figure out. Well, our next Bubba 199 is Friday the 15th. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if we could get creatine to maybe do that for us on the 5th, on maybe yeah. Spend the night or something.
I'm sure he's all about it.
Sure he is. He missed the last one.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's got a big promotion.
He's got a lot of making up to do, Bubba.
Oh, he's the vice president of Target Distribution Center, Sanford, Florida.
Wow.
So,
awesome.
Yeah. So we're gonna do the BRN garden. Lummy, you're gonna be all the muscle. You're gonna be the road. You're gonna have to do the road tiller.
Yeah, tiller man.
Sweet. You know, you're gonna have to be. You know.
And I've got some bales of like peat and stuff. I'll bring to throw in there.
Now let me ask your wife. Is there anything that she would particularly like? Is the watermelons and asparagus also considering potentially what she would like?
I know we like watermelon. I'll ask her.
Hey, how is your mango tree doing?
It didn't produce any this year.
What?
Because of the freezes.
Oh, there's some by me that have a bunch.
But it's fucking... Yeah, that one is so big, though. That's
I know.
Wild.
Hey, I might want to do watermelon, because I saw on Instagram yesterday, there was this bodybuilder guy.
Okay.
And, like a Jimmy Clevis dude, and he was eating watermelon, and he said if you eat the rind of watermelon, it like helps with circulation, and it gives you a boner.
It's gross,
it's
though.
Called, he said, nature's natural Viagra is watermelon.
Hmm.
You know what? So look that up, Lummy, and let me ask old girl, because I can't get a violation for her, I don't think. Hey, Alexa, is watermelon a natural Viagra?
I don't know that one.
Stupid bitch.
Did you tell her you saw it on some guy's Instagram? It's got to be real.
Yeah. Hey, Alexa, does watermelon help vascularity?
Oh.
Is what... What do they call circulation?
It says it may be a natural Viagra.
Fuck, another mic drop, bitches! Anna, I knew about Grand Rapids
you
having long
fucking killed
days,
it!
And I knew about motherfucking watermelon being a natural Viagra.
Yeah. It says it produces an amino acid called citrulline, which relaxes and dilates blood vessels, much like
is
Viagra.
Is it L-citrulline, maybe?
It just says C-I-T-R-U-L-L-I-N.
Now, is it the watermelon, the fruit, red part, or is it the actual... white rind, or
rind.
Is it just?
It actually says it's just the watermelon.
Yeah, I'm fucking...
from the researchers. Yep.
What? Read everything, Lummy. Just don't half-ass it. Read it all. I'm fucking over you.
You actually here's the deal: you got to eat the watermelon and then fuck the rind.
Don't do that,
Chris.
That was a crispy outburst.
So, PhD director of the Fruit and Vegetable Improvement Center, Texas A&M University, Bimu Patil, says, until recently, tells WebDND, science thought most of the citrulline was in the watermelon rind, but watermelon has citrulline in the edible part than previously believed.
Or you can go on, like, Amazon, just buy L-citrulline. It probably has got way more than 10 watermelons.
Doug Clem fucking wearing me out.
About what?
I'm not texting him back fast enough.
Oh.
4 ounce servings. 4 ounce servings of watermelon, which is about 10 watermelon balls, has about 150 milligrams balls? Of citrulline.
Tyler Sharp, my buddy, 1,500. No, 13,
how many milligrams?
1,300.
1,500. Tyler Sharp, 1,300 stars.
1,300 stars, my boy Tyler Shiz.
FTE Greg and Amy, 900 stars.
So hold on. Is that a lot of tetramine blitz?
L-citrulline? Yeah, that's a lot.
Now, so how many servings of watermelon? What is it now?
It says 4 ounce serving of watermelon, which says...
4 ounces is like nothing.
It says 10 watermelon balls.
Oh, like little scoops?
Yeah, little scoops of it. Yeah.
Right. That what does what?
150 milligrams of citrulline, which acts like a Viagra-like effect.
Really? I'm going to get me some motherfucking Viagra. Eat the shit. I mean, some...
You're going to be so fucking bloated from, like, water.
Now, does watermelon make you bloated?
Well, it's a lot of water. If you eat a lot of it, doesn't it make you full fast? Like, I know when I eat watermelon, I get full pretty fast.
Yeah, but, like...
That's good, though.
But I know, but he's going to be all fucking bloated trying to get his dick hard. No.
It also says it boosts your arginine levels. Arginine levels.
You're being very disturbing today.
Yeah, it's L-arginine and L-citrulline.
Yeah, so L-arginine.
Would it be better just to get on Amazon and get Citrogene and Arginine?
To be honest, you can get L-arginine and L-citrulline, and most like vitamins and shit, like belt, you know, like anything you get like that has it in it.
Yeah, but why not eat watermelon? And
oh, I completely agree.
And
why not just take a fucking Viagra?
That's true. Why don't you
end it? Trying to eat 16 different types of fruits.
Yeah,
just
but
eat
you know what Viagra do to me? Sometimes it'll give me a fucking headache. Like you wouldn't believe. It'll give me and a runny nose and a stuffy nose, and it just sucks.
Well, you're not supposed to take 12.
I only take like a 50.
I don't know what that means, but
that's not too bad.
I don't really have. I don't really like Cialis does better for me. It seems it's like less Viagra.
Mark Benzer, 600 stars.
They're different, right? Because one of like Viagra just makes you hard, but Cialis is like once you get aroused, you stay aroused. You stay hard, or is it the same thing?
They're this. I mean, so
Blitz is going to be our
Viagra makes you hard, and it probably works better for that. But the time it lasts is like 4 to 6 to 8 hours ish.
Yeah.
You know, around 6 hours. Cialis doesn't work quite as well, but it lasts like up to 36 hours.
What the fuck?
So you can fuck her on Monday and then you gotta fuck her till Wednesday.
But if you have a hard dick that time, you got problems. But like it'll only get hard if there's stimulation.
Oh, I see. Is it the same with Viagra?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Viagra more of an instant kicker. Like it'll kick in.
Right.
It'll kick in on you quick. Yeah. It'll get in on you quick.
Are there any other side effects? I mean, obviously you've got a headache and shit.
No, not really. I don't think. I actually sometimes your doctor will give you a daily Cialis for your prostate health.
You don't have problems with that.
No.
Your prostate's perfect, I hear.
Although I am scheduled, or I'm supposed to be scheduling a colonoscopy.
Professionally or amateur?
No. Hey, Erica, stick this camera up my ass.
Oh, Jesus.
And tell me if you see anything besides shit.
See anything besides shit.
Is there anything? I don't know. Look up online and see what a fucking intestine polyp looks like and tell me if I got any.
Yes, Daddy.
Google it.
Go to fucking YouTube. No, professionally. But those suck because you have
to. You've gotten it before?
I've had one other, and it's like it was like
the prep
15 years ago. I got it like when I was 41.
Okay.
And the prep for it,
the liquid magnesium,
is the worst.
Yeah, that's my dad
says. Oh my god! Because you just shit your absolute brains out.
Probably feel so skinny though.
Well.
Yes, bitch.
Skinny and hungry. And I don't like either one. I mean, I'm not in either one of those games, to be honest with you. But then you wipe. It's not that you're shitting all day. It's that you wipe your butt all day, and then your butt starts getting irritated.
Yeah, Lummy does it.
Yeah, so I'm going to start using my tushy.
Ask the hospital bed.
I'm going to use my tushy. And what I'm going to do is I got to think as if you're shitting a bunch and you blow off all the high spots with the tush.
Yeah.
And you're just patting dry.
That's a lot better than rectum. Wiping.
Then you're not, because when you're wiping, you know, you're abrasively scraping your anus.
Yes.
Right?
And it's raw and then there's blood everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Let me honest to God, be honest. When's the last time that you guys did, you know, the Liz Atten Wiz opera?
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Oh,
you can remember a date?
No, I was going to say squirrel. Basil. Is basil okay?
Basil.
Yeah, I'll get some basil.
Oh, basil.
Oh, Ashley asked about that. You get it in like cheap heat that way.
Yeah. Blitz wants it too.
Well, Ashley asked me to ask you about when they're going to have another Latin Whopper session. Hey, I got a text right here. Dear Bubba, ask my husband when's the next time we can go to Latin Whoppering.
I was growing basil in my kitchen for a while too.
See?
Dear Bubba, this is Ashley Lummy's lovely wife, and we haven't a Latin Whoppered since Christmas. Can you get it done? Yes, I can. Lummy.
Any other herbs she wants, Lummy?
Lummy, Walker ain't seeing shit. He goes to bed at 8:30. You know he does. It's not before
Walker
that.
Ain't seeing shit, but Ashley is.
Lummy, endorse the wop.
What'd you
buddy.
Say, Lummy?
Aruga?
What?
Aruga?
Aruga.
Arugula.
Aruga.
Rhubarb?
Yeah, rhubarb. Let's go rhubarb. Maybe some radishes and some.
Radishes are easy to grow.
Yeah.
They're quick too.
And carrots.
Carrots are all right.
Hold on. What can we grow for the goats?
A big fat carrot.
All the tops that we don't eat, we can throw to the goats.
Yeah.
And they'll eat all that shit,
yeah.
right?
Exactly.
I was thinking about some radishes. I'm not a big fan of radishes, but they're easy to grow and they're quick. Like
yeah,
30,
they taste like shit.
I hate radishes.
I do
so
too. 30.
Gross.
Man, my parents will fucking buy like a dozen radishes and just fucking eat them whole.
Gross.
The fuck
Iowa
is wrong with
or
that?
Idaho,
oh, Bubba, we can have like a little farmer's market at what we don't eat like outside.
No, what we don't eat, we'll fucking hand it. I got to think the goats will love all of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got to think that they love carrots, that they would love radishes. I mean, they love banana peels, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, they do.
Well, not.
I've been saving them for them.
It seems like Hootie likes the banana peels better than Baby does.
Baby likes the inside.
The meat.
Oh, the fruit. Yeah. The fruit.
He doesn't like the...
What's their favorite? Like, do they like... I know Hootie likes strawberries.
Yeah.
Baby doesn't.
Correct.
Hootie likes the outside of a banana. Baby likes the inside.
Yep.
What about like an apple?
They both like apples.
They both like apples.
Yeah, I did a fruit review.
What do they like the most? Well, Lummy, I don't see every fucking thing.
No,
you
no,
do.
I was just going to say, I did that so I could find out. Their favorite thing would be a banana.
They do. They love bananas.
Yeah, they love bananas.
How about like a corns on the cob? They don't like that, do they?
I don't think I've ever given them a corns on the cob.
They probably like that.
How about watermelon?
Watermelon, yes, they both like watermelon. But they do like the bananas more. But watermelon is right up there. And apples.
I'll tell you what they don't like. They don't like the grass. I'll tell you that. right there by the fuck. I mean, you might have to, Lummy, I hate to tell it to you, but you may have to break up the lawnmower here
soon.
Yeah,
no, I'm going to because I got to cut the front. So I'm going to be doing that this week. Lawnmower, weed whacking.
You know what I might do is you want me to take the cream machine and move it out front? I'll take the cream machine and move it by Blitz's Beamer.
Oh, yeah, it'd be perfect.
And then you're right up in the mix.
Oh, yeah, then I can get everything.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So we'll do that. We'll plan on that.
They love the seaweed.
Do they, though?
Oh, yeah. They every time I let it sit to dry, it's gone the next day.
I'll tell you what they hate more than anything is fucking thunder. They hate thunder. They're afraid of thunder.
Yeah. I'm surprised after all those fucking airplanes came over, I thought they'd be...
They ain't afraid of fucking a 747, but they're afraid as fuck on a little thunderstorm, Willie. They go right to the tube.
Yeah. Which I'm moving that this week, too.
How can you move that thing? It's fucking huge, and it's big, and it's heavy.
I just, you know...
Do you just blocking sled it?
Yeah.
Is that how you do it?
Pretty much. Just roll it right on in.
Can you make it look super nice?
Of course.
What about the tires? Do they like the tires?
They love the tires.
The old Hoosiers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might need to take them back so we can use them.
Yeah.
Is it possible to schedule an appointment to do my oil?
Oh, well, that's Blitz's deal. He's gotta get the tires and...
Well, we're going to have fucking whatever his name is this week, Rick.
Doing SOS?
Yeah, SOS Rick.
Okay.
All right, so we're in June right now, right? Let's look at some stuff on
we
it.
We are.
Some group building shit.
Yeah.
All right, well, how about next Tuesday or Thursday, either this Thursday, we could do your oil.
Thursday?
In lieu of an after show.
Thursday might be a little rough.
Why?
Because I have to go to Sarasota to get my hair done.
Did.
What
did.
Do you mean? At what time?
Well, I have to be there at 2, but I kind of want to get out of here by 12 at the latest.
Oh, you don't
want to
be all gummed up. Right.
Yeah.
All right.
But any other day.
The next Tuesday.
Perfect.
The 28th.
Yep.
We could do, now Blitz, in lieu of the after show.
Okay.
Well, you know, we could set up a live feed camera back there.
Yes.
Now that we have the show Pomeranian.
Yep, we can run
cause,
camera.
Because I need you to help me.
Yeah.
Now, I got the oil. You, now are we going to
I'm pretty sure I have a filter, but let me check.
Okay, and are you going to do a brake job?
Sure, why not?
Okay. And all you need to do is just check the rotors and let
us
know.
Do you have any C-clamps or anything to push the pistons back in?
I think I do.
Can you check within the next day or two?
I'll check
if
today.
If not, I can maybe get somewhere or order. Okay.
But will mine work, those DeWalt ones
that you've seen before? Maybe, but those aren't, no.
No,
I mean,
they,
if we had to use them, we could, but they're not.
Blitz, why don't you just have the show buy 4 C-clamps? Or I guess you could use, I mean, you could do one at a time, but if you had 4.
Well, we're going to do one at a time anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so why don't you just order one nice.
I'll just go to like Harbor Freight.
Yeah, and just buy one. Yeah. So that we have one.
Okay.
You can never have too many motherfucking C-clamps.
Yeah.
And Anna, Anna, you have to help Tuesday.
Yes.
So, like, I don't want to hear you, you know, if you're getting a little dirty.
I'm going to wear a shower cap, though. I want to hear you. Is that okay?
Just
to protect my
hair. Oh, yeah, you're going to have beautiful new hair.
Yeah.
Oh, you will have beautiful new hair.
Yeah. It's not going to look like shit like it does right now. It's going to look good.
You're going to put it up, like, in a ponytail, then shower cap, Willie?
It's going to look so fucking good. Yeah.
Anna, your hair looks pretty good now.
Thank you. Well, I didn't wash it for 5 days.
Are you going blonde?
Yeah, I want to go blonder.
Have you asked your boyfriend about this?
Yes, we've talked about it.
Oh, he definitely wants blonde.
Oh, he prefers blonde.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't like that Jewish brown. No. Oh. He wrote down a list of bullet points.
Why? Because it looks deer-like brown?
No, you got bear-like brown.
Oh, no. That seems worse.
Yeah.
Right, Blitz?
Blitz, do you ever grab that fucking shit and pull it? Like you're fucking water skiing, like your Banana George.
Mm-hmm. Banana George.
You got to be a true Floridian Blitz to know who Banana George is, don't you?
Yeah.
Fucking barefoot 90-year-old skiing champion of the world, yeah, Banana George.
Didn't he perform at Sunken Gardens or some shit, or Chris, whatever that was?
Yeah.
Sunken Gardens is a fucking sham.
Not Cypress Garden.
Cypress Gardens.
Yeah.
That's a sham, too.
Well, not around.
Yeah, no, it's Legoland.
Is Legoland really cool? Like, is
kind of.
If you're a kid, it's pretty cool.
But like, Legos are stupid.
It is actually pretty fucking.
Well, they
cool.
got like a lot of cool
they got a lot of
cities
rides and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Do they got like the Kumba and shit like that? I mean, do they got?
They got the kids version of a Kumba.
Yeah.
Now somebody said that there's a brand new badass roller coaster at Busch Gardens where your feet dangle or some bullshit.
Fuck that.
Fuck that.
No, supposedly
yeah,
there's
fuck
a
that.
No, hold on. There's supposedly a brand. Look it up. That there's a brand new roller coaster on at Busch Gardens. So, Anna, we got your oil change.
Thank you. Next Tuesday.
As the after show.
Oh.
Next Tuesday.
It's the Iron Guaza. Is that the one?
Guazi.
Is that the newest one?
That's one open in March.
But tell me the capacity of what her oil is with filter, if you could.
Okay.
So I know.
It's probably 5 quarts, I'm
probably
guessing.
Probably 5.5, something like that with filter. It's probably either 5 or 5.5 with filter. Let me I cannot play the sound, but we might be able to get
and
away
you,
with it.
You have 10:30, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, that'll work.
Beautiful. Thank you, guys.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
There's a video of it, I guess.
Is it? All right.
Is it open March 11th? It's the world's fastest and steepest hybrid coaster.
Hybrid? What does that mean? It's
electric
fucking electric?
And fucking...
It's just under 5 quarts with a filter change.
Just under?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Top speed, 76
I
miles
think,
an hour.
I got to think, you know, 5 quarts, a little bit over is fine.
Fuck. That.
Yeah, no way.
Are you guys not roller coaster people?
Fuck no.
Nope.
No.
I am.
Great. Good for you.
Hold on here. Blitz, I'm not playing the sound, okay?
Okay.
Mm-mm.
And it's not letting me maximize it either.
Oh,
good. Thank God.
Now, is this a wood roller coaster?
Yeah, it's the old
well, it's quasi.
But they rebuilt it.
They rebuilt it with metal, I believe.
That's what they call
the Iron Guazi.
Yeah, it's shut down. It's shut down all the time with the storms.
Perfect.
Yes.
Fuck.
First of all, I don't think I could fit in it.
Absolutely not. I'm not
for,
doing that
for
ever.
289
And
pounds.
The feet are dangling?
I want to go to Adventure Island.
No, see, this isn't the one I saw. This ain't the newest one.
No, that's not a dangling, Willie.
No, but that is the newest one. It opened in March.
It's called Guava Train.
Was it SeaWorld that just opened a new one up?
Wow, look at this shit. Anna, no way.
Absolutely not.
If I said Anna, I'll give you $1,000 bout.
Nope. Give me the Delta 9s instead. Not doing that shit.
If you had to do one Delta 9 or ride this.
Delta 9. I'll be okay.
Am I literally the only guy here?
Yes.
No, I think the Filthy Ginger.
How about the Filthy Ginger?
Filthy Ginger, do you like to ride rides?
So it's just me and him?
Yeah, because he's so fucking high, he doesn't know what's going on.
Lemmy, what if I made you ride with me?
I would probably have to.
Do you remember when we went to the fucking fair?
Oh, yeah, he's a pussy.
I am a pussy. I'm fat. I'm out of shape. And I'll probably fall off the fucking thing.
I'm fat. I'm out of shape, but I'm a pussy. Say it right now.
I'm fat. I'm out of shape, and I'm a pussy.
And my left arm's canum.
And my left arm is fucking numb.
Canum.
Now, I bet you Ashley rides roller coasters.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm not going with her.
How about you hold the baby and her and I go together? It's like a little couple.
Yeah, you could do that all
day
long.
Can we hold hands, too?
Yeah, sure, go for it. I'll be holding Walker. He'll be calling me a big fat pussy, too.
Be like, Dada, that's not my dada with my mama.
Let me always have you call him Dada.
Yeah.
Dada, that's Baba with my mama.
You pussy.
You pussy, Dada.
What is it, be fun?
You pussy, Dada. You pussy, Dada.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I'll take it.
My mommy, this kid still hasn't figured out that you're soft, so you gotta, you know, like, you're gonna have to start being a little harder around him, like when you start hitting his mom.
Show him who's the boss.
That's not what I had in
mind.
Oh,
sorry.
That the kid's witnessing domestic violence.
Oh, my
no,
mistake.
I'm not. I was thinking, let me, like, you know, at Little League and shit like that, that, you know, I mean, you know, everybody, all the dads are going to be a little leery of you until they get to know
you. Yeah, they're
going
to be super leery.
Oh, I'll be that silent killer over there.
Lummy, are you going to be the kind of dad that when Walker strikes out three times in a row, and you know, you're going to be like, oh, son, you tried your best.
Fuck no.
Are you going to be like, listen, you fucking pussy, you know, swing the goddamn bat. We're going, you know what we're doing tomorrow, Walker? We're going to the batting cages.
Fuck yeah,
That's what Doug Klim did.
Yep.
Doug Klim said, if I had a bad game, we would go to we didn't have batting cages in Warsaw, so my dad would do the, does anybody familiar with the ball on a rope?
Yeah.
Where you'd swing the ball on the rope?
Yeah.
Which is kind of, and you have to fucking try to hit it.
Yep.
Doug Klim would fucking ball on a rope for 2 hours until I fucking learn how to hit a ball.
Hit the fastball? Whew. Is that why you're so angry in that one pitcher?
When you were on the Cubs? I probably had to do a ball on the rope deal. Doug Klim didn't fuck around, man. He would analyze it, tell you how you did. And then fucking, if I hit a home run, he'd be like, yep, you hit a home run. I barely went over the fence, though. But, Dad, it went over the fucking fence.
Yeah, then you struck out.
And then one time I hit a home run. I don't know. I think my 1 year I had like 6 home runs, I think. But my last one of the year, it was a very clinched situation. We were in the playoffs, the World Series of Warsaw Major League Baseball.
Nice.
So you had T-ball, minor leagues, which was like maybe 5 to 7.
Yep.
And then major leagues was like 8, 9, and 10.
Yep.
And then you went to pony leagues like at 11.
Yeah. To like 14, right? 14,
yeah, 15? Something like that. Yeah. Like 11 to 14, 15, something like that. So my team, the Cubs, we're in the World Series of the major leagues. And we're playing the Orioles. And we're down by 2 runs, guys on second and third. Bottom of the, I think we only played 7 innings.
Yeah, that's about right.
Bottom of the 7th, 2 outs, and I batted cleanup. No, I batted 5th behind Randy Jackson, I think.
Oh, the guy from American Idol?
No, no. Part of the Jackson brothers. And I fucking I smack a home run. I hit it to left. I had this, I can remember like it was nothing. It was this red aluminum bat. And my boy Freddie, what was his name? Fred Gross. Fred Gross was one of our coaches, and he had false teeth, and he'd get so mad at us sometimes that he'd spit his teeth out.
Oh, nice.
So I go up there, Lummy, and I smack a home run, win the game. Fucking, you know, we were down by 2. It was the bottom of the 7th. We win the game. But in the left field fence was, just because kids jump over it all the time, the left field fence was kind of bent down a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, well, so I hit a home run. It was fun. The game's over. I'm driving home. Doug Klim goes, you know, if that fence, I was, and my dad, you would park That's where my dad would watch the ball game.
He'd be drinking Miller Lite.
Yeah, he'd be drinking Miller Lite, smoking Doral's, fucking, you know, watching me play. So my dad actually told me, here I am, I'm the fucking man. I won the game. Like, I'm the fucking man.
Yeah, fucking Al Bundy.
I'm fucking the man. And my dad goes, you know, I was right there when that ball came over that fence, and if that fence hadn't been bent down, it wouldn't have made it over.
I'm what, like, a dick.
What? Come on, buddy.
Yeah.
And then and then if you hit a home run, they took you to the Flagpole, which is this well-known ice cream restaurant, ice cream-only place in Warsaw, which is now closed. And you'd get a pig's dinner. And a pig's dinner was like this big trough. It was like this big, and it had like four different ice creams with two bananas. And like it was the best thing that they offered. And if you hit a home run, you'd get a free pig's dinner.
Yeah.
So I remember telling my dad, I gotta go fucking get my pig's dinner. So I wonder, he said, well, you're already a pig.
And
you already had dinner. Now let's get to water sand in here, buddy.
Is that what you did after every game?
No, you didn't get a pig's dinner unless you hit a home run.
No, I'm at water sanding.
No.
Oh.
No. No. Now, were you a better baseball player or a football player?
Growing up?
Yeah.
A baseball player.
For real?
Yeah.
I was a better football player.
I was a better baseball player, and then obviously football came along. Because we didn't have really
The guy who used to be a scout, that douchebag.
Didn't know what the fuck he was talking about.
Slow feet and soft.
My balls in there.
Slow feet and soft is what he called you.
Yeah, yeah. You know what?
Soft, that's slow feet.
And that's why he was a scout in Cincinnati, and now he's not a scout anymore because he's
slow
scout,
feet. You know? Slow feet, slow lummy.
Now he just fucking flips houses because his wife's a doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not Alan from Cincinnati.
Alan
from Cincinnati isn't also a fucking college scout.
Well, he retired because he was such a dumbass. Because we call Coach Knox at Auburn, Mr. Cincinnati.
Now, what sport are you going to get Walker involved in?
Baseball, football. Maybe basketball for a little bit.
Now, are there any, like, have you taken him to, like, get an, like, 6 month, whatever, and is he ahead on his growth plates? Like, what?
Oh, yeah. He's in, like, the 86th percentile.
World champion jump roper.
Huge.
Yeah, he's already
big
wearing.
Big old baby.
He's wearing, over 12-month-old clothes.
Oh, really? Yeah. Are you putting test cream on him?
Oh, yeah. You said you get some a big dong, so.
Yeah.
Now listen.
Being a dad, I don't want to. This is going to sound super creepy. So.
No, you want your kid to have a big dong.
But you do want your kid to have a big dong.
Yeah,
I've never seen. I've never seen my son's penis past, like, 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's reasonable.
I don't think I've never seen Tyler's penis past 8 or 9. Like, that's probably the last. And at 8 or 9, you still got a little boy's penis. You know, right? Like, you still
have a pee-pee.
Yeah, you still got a little pee-pee. But, like, and I'm not trying to wonder if my son's got a big penis or not. I just hope that he does. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want your kid to have a big hog, right? You don't want him to be a tinky-winky.
Yeah, at least bigger than yours.
Yeah, which doesn't take much.
Yeah, exactly.
Boy, poor Blitz's kid.
I know.
He's going to have to be hung like that black guy when you always open up those.
National Geographic.
Or it could be a girl.
No.
Somehow that just seems like it won't be an option or something.
Yeah, well,
every time I mention it, everyone groans.
It's not an option.
What are you talking about, a girl? Who wants a girl?
No.
I didn't say you want. I'm just saying 50% of the time, that's what happens.
It's not true.
Blitz, I feel sorry for people that have girls.
Yeah, Blitz knows how to work it.
Are you 486?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I would at what
7 weeks you could tell.
Seven?
Something like that.
You knew exactly what I was gonna ask.
Yeah, I think it's or maybe it's a little later.
Seven, 8 weeks. That's still within the window of some states, right?
Yeah, where you can abort it immediately.
Listen, I liked having a daughter when Julia was my stepdaughter. I loved it. It was just great. We had a great little family unit and it was fun. It was fun to have a boy and a girl. It was. But that being said.
Oh, I lied. It's around 18 to 21 weeks. Way off.
Yeah, I thought it was a little bit longer. That's still plenty. You still got plenty of time.
No. It's 10 to 11 weeks.
10 to 11?
Yeah, because we found out Walker at 11 weeks.
Hey, Alexa, when can you determine a baby's sex?
According to an Alexa Answers contributor, most doctors schedule an ultrasound at around 18 to 21 weeks.
Oh, shit.
But the sex may be determined by ultrasound as early as 14 weeks. Did that answer your question?
Yes, thanks.
No, some say 10, some say 12, some say 18.
Thanks for your feedback.
It's all over the place.
We had ours done at 11 weeks.
Damn.
That's because he has such a big hog and I can see it already.
Right, there you go. Exactly. Nice. Nice walker. That big old...
You think Walk's got a big hog?
Well, he's going to have a big hog. I mean, it's already pretty good size. Large testicles. He's already getting big. big head. Big
bony, feet. Bony time.
Yep.
Big old ball.
He's already peeing standing up. And he discovered his penis. Hopefully Usher's not mad about that. But yeah, he's discovered his penis now.
Yeah, she can't get mad
oh,
about
that. Oh, that's fun to play with?
Oh, it's
hold
fun
on,
to
you
play
were
with.
Him.
Hold on. She's going to be, Ashley's going to be happy as hell because the more time he plays with his penis, the less time he's fucking needing required attention.
Oh, I know. He'll go sit over somewhere and just sit there and we wonder what he's doing and he's playing with his penis.
Nice. Just like
and
daddy.
Then he'll look at you and just smile like, yeah, I found my penis. It's
yeah,
my new toy.
He doesn't know that that's taboo, that you're not supposed to be taking your wiener around
not.
The farm.
Of course
no.
not.
Yeah,
he's have some fun.
Yeah,
isn't that amazing how all like no matter what, all of us guys love to touch our penis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even if you're in a relationship, you still every once in a while go over there and kind of give it a little something something.
Of course.
It's your little buddy.
I mean, even if you're in a relationship, you still look at porn.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think, I don't know. Yeah, never mind.
No, Anna, you can't come out with something that potential cool.
Whoa,
Anna,
what?
You can't potentially come out with something that cool, then back the fuck off, bitch. You've got to finish that.
Did you see the inner turmoil, man?
Yes, I did. Even though you're a minute behind or whatever, I could see your fucking little air brakes hit your brain hit her air brakes. I could like that's was your head. Slow down. Mm-hmm. Slow your roll about blitz jack
it
off.
No, it just one time I felt like I had a call interference because I thought he was mistreating his penis. I remember I saw.
Who blitz?
Yeah. I'm like, doesn't that hurt? And he said no. I'm like,
You were saying, Bubba, like you've never found a girl that can squeeze it hard enough where it hurts, right?
No, never. I've never found a girl. That had
right.
a strong enough grip that she could grip
it's
my
amazing.
Penis
you
so
can, like,
hard.
Yeah.
That
was,
I, could,
like
I, could,
it
that
was
I would
hurting.
Actually
I said,
have to tell her to stop.
Doing that.
Like, I would say, I've been with a girl before. I'd be like, I want you to, with one hand, squeeze my penis as absolutely humanly hard as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And if it hurts, I'm going to tell you to stop, obviously.
Right.
And they're like, nope, I'm not even close to tapping out.
I mean,
so
I wasn't
was
even
Blitz,
doing that.
Was Blitz given the
No, he was just, it looked like it would hurt. So I said something. I'm like, does that hurt? And he's like, no. And then
I had basketball shorts on, like sitting there next to her. And I just like.
Start tugging on a little bit.
Well, I did just like for the comedic effect. She's like, stop, Dad. It's got to hurt. I said, no, watch this.
And then I was like
really
interference between
it?
I was like trying to break it up.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Break it up, guys. Break it up.
Now, Anna, do you find yourself still masturbating even though you're in a relationship?
Usually during the week, if I do it, sometimes
because you're
I start
missing
thinking
the date.
About, but not as much as I used to. Obviously.
How about
I'm
you,
Lummy?
I'm not letting you off the hook on this one. Do you still jay it?
No, I haven't in a while because pretty much Ashley wants it more than I do. So,
damn.
I mean, it's pretty much.
She's in heat right now?
Oh, she's always in heat.
Yeah, she wants another kid.
No,
does she want another kid?
Yeah, no, she does.
You've
got to
stop
does.
That shit, brother. I mean, it's.
Hold on. Blitz is so full of shit. She doesn't want another kid.
No, she does, Lummy.
Oh, whatever. Blitz, he doesn't know what he's talking
Walker
about.
Needs a brother.
No.
Or our sister.
Nope.
Or a baby.
Michael Ward, 25 on my Cash App. Thank you. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at the Bubba Army. Thank you. Blitz and I are going to start the process of starting to gather Facebook and all this kind of deal because we got till what, like
September
1st or something
mm-hmm.
to get your money in. I know Matthew Hoxie's getting his in. I know that Lucharini's getting his in.
Lucharini.
If you want a Blitz, did you get any activity on people wanting the hotel code?
I'm going to do that here in a little bit.
Okay, perfect.
At the Bubba Army if you plan on coming. You want the hotel code?
Yeah, show@thebubbaarmy.com. Email us. Say hey, it's such and such.
First come, first serve. I'll send each person as I receive them. I'll reply and send them both codes.
Both places.
Yes.
Yes. One is 174 and one of them is 169. They are literally steps apart from each other. So there's really no, like, you know, they're both sister hotels. One's the Hilton Garden Inn and one is Town Suites. Or like, you know, they're a sister. They're all in the Hilton family.
Mm-hmm.
The Hilton family. So they're literally blitz probably from here to the GOAT condo apart from each other.
Yeah, they are.
And so they're in the same parking lot. They're in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
They are right by the Hyatt House where we stayed last year, which is a tinge a little bit nicer, but they're not happy with us. They're putting us in the other one, too. Because they think that Tom Brady is going to be hosting a wild card game.
Which he probably will.
He probably will be.
Mm-hmm.
No, I would say that he probably is going to have a first round bye.
True, he probably will win the division.
Yeah. So how about you guys fucking around and trying to hold the we probably won't even be hosting a home game.
Nope.
And you fucked yourself.
I hope so. That'd be awesome.
Me too. Hope she's coming to me like, you know, 2 weeks. Hey, do you need some more rooms? Maybe. Maybe not. No, we probably will, and we only got 50. We went through 60 rooms last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're already in a kind of a fuck job situation going
on. Yeah, we're in a fuck job.
Yeah, but that bitch needs to fucking not think short term and think long term, because once Brady's gone, there's no more playoffs for a while.
You're right.
Yeah, for years.
We're here for years.
How long? Listen, let me ask you a question. We've been on Twitch now kind of forming what we currently are digitally. Since 2017, October of 2017.
About 5 years.
So I was talking to the merch crick. I think I could go 10 more years. I mean, I think I could.
Yeah.
Until I'm, you know, 66. I mean, how old's Stern? Stern's almost 70, isn't he?
Yeah. Here, I'll
hey, Alexa, how old is Howard Stern?
Howard Stern is 68 years old.
And birthday January, I think, 5th.
12th.
January 12th. Yeah. So he'll be 69. How long is his current... Hey, Alexa, when does Howard Stern's contract end?
I don't have an answer for
How
that.
How do you not know that? Hey, Alexa, what's Howard Stern's contract?
Here's something I found on the web.
I gotta poop.
According to 247waltz.com, Howard Stern has what is publicly thrown around as a $500 million contract.
It looks like it's still 2025.
Yeah, in December of 2020, he signed a five-year deal.
So he'll be done in December 31st. So basically
2026. Yeah, 2026 is...
January 1, 2026.
I don't know the exact date, but I'm assuming that's probably
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
So that's a long time from
now. No shit.
Fuck. I'm pretty much done by then. Well, 10 years from now would put me at, what, 2032?
It's like, real question. Do you think Sirius will be even around?
No.
I mean.
I don't even know. I question what they're doing now.
I know.
They are.
I think they're questioning what they're doing now, too.
They're getting away from radio and turning into a big mark out to stars deal.
Well, yeah.
They kind of always have, though.
Their sports guy is in a little fight with them right now.
McAfee?
Yep.
Hold on, what's going on?
He pretty much said yesterday, signing off, that you may hear me, or you may not, but it's not looking too good. We'll be back with Sirius.
Oh, did he sign a short? I thought he had. Did he sign a short term deal with him, or did he have?
No, he has a short term. He did the one with FanDuel, his big time contract that he has.
I know, but like, was FanDuel based on being distributed through?
No, it wasn't. Had nothing to do with Sirius.
So where is he distributed?
YouTube. That's his big, that's where everyone watches him. Is on his YouTube channel.
How many subscribers does he have?
Ooh.
I could probably ask an old girl.
Yeah.
Hey, Alexa, how many subscribers on YouTube does Pat McAfee have?
The Pat McAfee Show has 1,550,000 YouTube subscribers.
So 1.5 million?
Yeah,
or 1,050,000? Fuck that, Cletus is doing, well, Cletus McFarlane has.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, fuck, our chiropractic doctor has, what?
Like 2 million or something?
2.01 million or something like that. He's got to have more than that.
Look, no, I mean, I'm odd, it's 1.88 million.
Hmm.
Well, that doesn't really matter when you got a $30 million a year deal from DraftKings.
Right,
so, FanDuel, yeah.
From FanDuel, yeah. Which owns DraftKings, I think.
Yeah, they do. They're the same thing.
They're all the same deal.
Yep.
And so, SiriusXM has been, you know, fiddle fucking around with him.
Yeah, I guess because he's on, what's his name? Mad Dog's channel.
Yeah, Chris Mad Dog Russo.
And I guess he's, you know, not happy being on his channel. And I guess Mad Dog and them don't really get along too well.
I've been told that they've been grooming McAfee to take Stern's spot. But out of respect to Howard, no matter how much his show has changed or not. I mean, and by the way, I'm a big Pat McAfee fan. I don't think that Pat McAfee does what Howard does.
No, I don't think Howard's fans would like Pat McAfee.
I don't either.
Not at all.
I don't think so at all. And I think that if you're going to retain any portion of Howard's fans, there's only one guy in the world you bring in. Me.
Yep.
But I may not even want to go over there. I mean, really. I mean, it might be. It's hard telling, Blitz. Like, there's current radio guys now that are having to really give up a lot of rights in order to stay where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to. I'm not beholden to anybody. Really. The only deal we have, Blitz, that we have to really honor is, in fact, even with my terrestrial contract guys, I don't have a contract with them.
Right.
I told John Caracciolo from JVC. I told Lynn Martin. I told the guy from Phoenix, Lynn. I don't want a contract. You can fire me at any time, and I can quit at any time. Literally.
Mm-hmm.
The only obligation I truly have is that I have a 24-hour exclusive for our video content on Twitch.
Correct.
That's it.
Excuse you.
No problem. I like being, I mean, like, we're straight outlaws. There's a lot of radio guys who don't own any of their stuff.
Most
don't.
Yeah, Lummy doesn't own his stuff.
Nope. Wait, what?
Did that Vince McMahon interview do good?
It's up right now.
Okay.
Oh, and I guess Sirius brought up Conan, too. Did you see that?
Yeah. I mean, like, really? Again, they're just a bunch of star fuckers. If they were really, really worried about getting radio or talented people that can do spoken word entertainment, you would have signed Joe Rogan. That's what you would have done. But I think Howard hates him.
They don't get along.
Mm-mm.
No, and Joe Rogan was a big ONA guy.
Oh, he was?
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what Sirius would do. Is Sirius would bring back me and ONA. For real. Put it on a channel. Let me do mornings. Let fucking one of them do afternoons and one of them do middays.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like to ONA. No, because that won't happen.
They won't.
Yeah, that won't
happen. But they would do that. I promise you.
Promise? Yeah.
I think they would. I think they would. Let me do
for the right amount of money, for sure.
Yeah. And I think they both realize that, this independent thing that they're doing, like much like I am, is tough work.
Mm-hmm.
It is a fucking grind. It's an absolute grind. I think Anthony came out guns a-blazing thinking that his Compound Media was going to be far bigger than it ended up being. I think he had a huge deal at first, and I think he's dwindled it down I think it's dwindled down somewhat. And I think Opie really never got any traction.
No. You know, it's funny because Compound Media, like, they started a lot of shows, but then when the shows got bigger, they left and went to their own deal.
Right. Right. So, anyway, I gotta kind of poop. I want to say hi to Tyler Sharp, who's watching today. Hello, Tyler. Wish I could talk to you privately. Anna, you got to poop, too? You're over there convulsing around like you have
no,
to
I
do.
No, I was dancing. Oh, no, I don't have to. I don't
dancing.
Have to shit.
I was dancing.
No, you'll know when I have to shit. I don't dance. I start to panic.
When you got a shit attack?
Yeah. I start trying. I do, like, weird breathing exercises, like Wim Hof. I'm like,
I had to go poop this morning.
I did not have.
You shitted this morning?
Yeah.
Where?
I didn't have a good shit. I
in
usually
the toilet?
What? Oh, here?
Blitz, no, I'm telling you right now. I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but that fucking tushy is a game changer.
Yeah, I got to hook it up.
I mean, I think you would really like it.
Okay.
It really keeps the miles off your asshole.
Okay. I definitely need to keep the miles
there's
off.
There's only one guy in the building that likes friction on the asshole, and it ain't you, Blitz.
And I need to get a tushy.
You need to get a tushy out of respect to your wife. Add to your wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need to get a tushy out of respect to your wife.
No one wants to fuck a raw asshole.
Nobody wants to fuck a dirty asshole.
Yeah.
A raw one might be okay.
Yeah.
I think that's what they prefer.
Yeah. How many times have I told Anna that?
I'm not into the raw asshole fucking deal, but if I was, I would want one to be clean, nonetheless.
You think?
Oh, God, yes. Why? I've been to Madeira Beach, and it's traumatizing. Yeah. Dirty buttholes are
like, you know, like flying in the mud park?
Fly on that wall.
Fuck.
You don't want to be a fly on the wall?
I do want to be a fly on that wall.
I can remember being in the shower and, well, here, I can remember. First of all, I like my lights, I like a dark, cold room. And I can remember getting out of the bed and going right to the bathroom and turning the lights on. It's dark. You know, the windows are pulled. We're in some shady-ass hotel in Madeira Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Turning the lights on, and it looks like somebody put chocolate ice cream all over my crotch.
Jesus.
And I'm like, oh, my God. And she's like, what? And I go,
did you know exactly, like, you know, like,
you, I mean, fuck okay, yeah, okay, you know, okay. I mean,
well, because sometimes it's like you see something so shocking, it takes you a second to realize what
it
is.
She's like, what's what? And I go, I got poop on my dick. And she goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
How did we get there?
So then she takes the sheets and automatically wraps herself up in them. But they're
full of shit too.
Well, they're not full of shit, but you know, my Peter that was scraping across, you know, across the sheets. If you know you got poop dick, you get out of bed one way, and if you don't, and if you do have poop dick, then you get out another way. But it's like if you don't have poop dick, you can just roll around. You know, your penis can hit the sheets.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got poop dick, then you kind of, you know, kind of get out.
Be careful about it.
Tiptoe out of bed. I mean, like you're wrapping yourself up in shit sheets. So then she's so embarrassed. She's like, "Oh my God, oh my God," and I'm like, "Yeah, no shit." No pun intended. So I stayed in the shower. I swear to God, 15 minutes, as hot as I can make it, just scrubbing and scrubbing. I mean, I scrubbed my dick. My dick's probably never been cleaner than after that event.
Oh my God.
And then she's like, I got to get in the shower too. I'm like, yeah. And then when she went in the shower, I left.
Like, left the building.
No, like, left.
Did you ever talk to her again?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Did you fuck again?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh,
really? That wasn't like the end?
No. Her vagina was unbelievable.
Just stay really? In the vagina.
She was top five.
Really?
Of all time.
What about that asshole?
How do you judge that?
Just on kinkiness and talk and
okay.
You guys are getting me down a path I prefer not to go down.
Well, I mean, we're not saying names.
She just
Jen.
Was just her enthusiasm
okay.
of wanting to have sex. And then while you're having sex, but you know if you got a hell of a hand or not.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know if you got a girl that knows that's the fucking worker.
Right.
Or you got somebody who's just laying there.
No.
Or you got somebody who's going full-blown gorilla dick.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to tell them to calm down.
Yeah, calm down.
This party's going to fucking not last very long if you keep it up.
Or not only are you going to get me to, you know.
Right.
Shoot my deal quick, but the people next door probably are fucking ears to the wall.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a tell?
I can fucking hear you down at fucking Armature Works.
Have you ever had to tell a girl because you're in a hotel? God, you gotta be. I mean, or do you just let it rip in a hotel?
Yeah, it depends on the hotel.
Yeah, I cause some like to keep it quiet. You know,
I say make it louder. I want everyone to hear it.
You do?
Yeah.
Sir, is everything okay in there? Yeah, we're good. Have you ever had security come to your door before?
Oh, yeah. And then I open the door. I'm like, look, I'm by myself, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's okay. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh.
That really had one going. You fucking ruined it.
I will tell you this, man. I know you and Anna were not a couple, and she, for some reason, had some bullshit she had to go to. But Fort Walton Beach, those balconies would have made for some good fucking.
Oh, my God. That would have been great.
I spent
my night out there with Dan.
I actually jerked off to some amateur porn.
Me too. Dan was there. actually, I got it's so weird because we've talked about it before. Like Dan's so high strung, like it was cool just to like sit there for like an hour or two, like just in a chair watching the beach, just talking. Chill. Like he wasn't all fucking hyper.
He wasn't
shit.
All geeked the fuck out like he usually is.
No, it was cool.
We need to go up to Fort Walton Beach.
Yes. Now that Anna doesn't hate it.
Now that you can bend Anna over the rail.
Right.
Railing.
Yeah.
Anna, would you be into that? Getting bent over the railing?
Yeah, of course. Wave to the fans.
Fucking on the back. Well, we're not trying to involve the fans.
I'm just
well, hopefully Blitz and I have adjoining rooms and I can just look
okay,
right on over there.
It'll be okay. Don't be scared.
I just see Anna's fucking head. Blitz is riding her like a fucking bucking Bronco and she's
she's, you know what she's
mama,
saying?
Mama.
Papa, I'm scared. I'll just be like, it'll be all right.
I want some yogi. You'll get some yogi when I get my nut.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus.
This poop is overcoming my senses.
Yeah. How are you feeling, Rhett?
good. Yeah.
Oh, wait, can we have him read? Can we have him read the thing real quick?
Read what?
His name.
What do you mean
for the outro?
Oh yeah, yeah. All right. You mean like you mean this deal here? Hold on. Like, hold on.
Thanks for letting me finish.
You've been listening to the Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
Who's gonna edit it in?
I that's what I do.
Can you can you change that second mic, Lummy? Dan's mic?
Yeah.
And the headphones?
And we'll bring him in here and do it in here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How's he feeling right now?
Well, let's bring him in and find out.
Yeah, let's do a rat.
Wait, does Bubba, can you turn the mic off?
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, I might do I'm right, you're wrong, / left.
Today?
No, Thursday.
Oh, cool.
All right.
I'm gonna get with Brian today. Pretty good day on Twitch today. Thank you, everybody. And a good day on Venmo, Cash App, and PayPal. Thank you.
Do you think I could grab some of that Silverado cream or whatever?
Silverado.
You know.
Yeah, the Chevy dealership's got several. Yeah. Yes, I'll get you some Silverado cream.
Thank you so much.
Man, I can't wait to see that the new Silverado's coming out.
Is there a new one coming out?
Yeah.
Was it supposed to be a badass?
Yeah.
It's going to blow my F-150. Blitz, did you know I looked? My F-150, 2019, Lariat, 5-liter, crew cab. I saw there was I think Plant City Ford or somebody, $51,000.
Fuck that.
I owe $18,000 on my truck. I'm thinking about maybe selling it.
If you can get anywhere near that, man, I'd sell that son of a bitch quick.
If I could get 40...
There's no way they're selling them. Like, they're not selling for that right now.
$47,000. I owe $18,000 on it. I'd put almost $30,000 in my pocket.
Yeah, I mean,
and I got more things than I know than I need to drive. I got stuff. I don't need that truck.
I agree.
Any update on the smart car?
No, it needs a fuel pump and a there was two things that it needed, a fuel pump and something else. But I'm just not going to let you drive it up and down the fucking road now. I'm going to drive it up and down the road.
I know, but you said that because I have all interstate.
A couple times you can.
Yeah, that's what yeah, that's fine. That's
not going to make it a regular thing. Is Red in here?
Yeah, yeah, it saves me $30.
Lummy, motherfucker, you're getting paid, bitch. You have employee bonuses and everything. I see.
No, but I was seeing advertisement too with the lights on.
I got you. Shut up. By the way, I think the QR code stickers are coming as well. Yes, Lummy, I'll let you drive it a little bit, but it's mine. I want to enjoy it too once I get it fixed.
Oh, 100%. I understand.
100%.
I'll drive you around.
What? Rat, are you feeling the effects of the double Delta nines?
Yeah, we're doing it. I'm not quite there yet, but I can definitely feel something happening.
Yeah, those things take a while to kick in too.
Yeah, those are long term willies. They really are.
Mine took like 4 hours.
Yeah.
And I found myself on Mars having sex with an alien. Enjoy.
You're really having sex, and it was with Blitz, and you weren't on Mars, but you thought all that.
Whoa! And I just took one.
Yeah, and she's like,
What do you got three in you right now? Or two?
Me?
Two Delta Nines?
I got two of yours and then two of mine.
Right.
Oh, jeez.
You sound fucked up.
That's just...
This should be a good read.
That's just your natural deal.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead and...
It's the cotton mouth.
Put what you are, like, Lummy, you go ahead and
direct him, Lummy.
You
direct
him.
All right, Rat, ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? I need, what's your name?
Filthy Ginger. We'll roll
That's what
that.
You're going with?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go with just plain old, I thought you said plain old Rat.
Plain old Rat.
What, now that you're all high, you're going to change your name?
So you're going to be Rhett the Filthy Ginger?
How about doing a couple different reads, Lummy? Right. You know?
Yeah.
Lummy, be the director.
Yeah, come
and take
on, Rhett. Yeah.
Tell you.
Yeah, you, yeah. Lummy.
You take charge.
Tell how to inflect.
Let me get recording. All right, Blitz. You ready?
No.
What the fuck? Are you high too?
I'm ready. All right.
He's
Rhett,
just stupid.
One, two, three, go.
The Filthy Ginger, video editor, Rhett.
No, that's horrible.
Yeah. That was actually
pretty
not,
fucking
that's
good.
Actually, that good.
Actually,
not bad.
Lummy, that was pretty.
Don't you want his name first and then video
editor?
Yeah,
you're right. Rhett, you're right. Lummy, you're
right. Yeah, Lummy can't edit all that together.
So should it be Filthy Ginger, Rhett, video editor?
No, Rhett. No.
Rhett, the Filthy Ginger, Redder, video
Rhett,
editor.
Rhett, comma.
So it should be like Rhett, the Filthy Ginger, video editor. Go ahead, fucker.
Wait, he's waiting for Lummy to come down.
Oh.
Three, two, one.
Rhett, the Filthy Ginger, video editor.
That's a wrap.
That's
right there.
Great.
Yeah,
one take Rhett, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And I got to poop and get on some Silverado.
Thank you.
Blitz, wrap this bitch up. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Perfect. See ya.